at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code DOZE.
Sports Flash.
I'm Darwin Zook. The Cowboys playing their traditional Thanksgiving Day game, hosting the Chargers. Our own Bob Stevens is there, and he gives us an update now. Hi, Bob.
Okay, one quarter in the books. The Cowboys and the L.A. Chargers, no score, but the Chargers threatening at the Dallas 12-yard line. It's been a 73-yard drive for L.A., including a 32-yard pass from Phillip Rivers to Keenan Allen and a 27-yarder to Hunter Henry. And Rivers has had his way through that first quarter. He was 6-for-8 for 145 yards. He led a first drive of L.A. down to the Dallas 17-yard line, but then Nick Novak missed a field goal wide right from 35 yards out. And in fact, Novak has left the field. He's gone to the locker room, apparently some kind of a back injury. Also, Mike Williams, the wide receiver for L.A., has been carted off the field. He has he had a knee injury earlier this week. Apparently, that's flaring up. Dak Prescott just 2-for-11. Check that, 2-for-3 for 11 yards as far. The Cowboys have really done very little in their two possessions. The furthest penetration, the L.A. 47. So, again, early second, Cowboys and Chargers, no score.
All right, thanks, Bob. And a final score from Detroit. The Vikings have now won their seventh in a row, defeating the Lions 30-23. Case Keenum, 282 yards and two touchdowns. He ran for another. Minnesota now 9-2. Tonight is the 4-6 Redskins hosting the 2-8 Giants. No NBA or NHL today, but college basketball, a final score. Villanova defeated Tennessee 85-76. North Carolina hammered Portland 102-78. I'm Darwin Zook.
I know it's the fall, because I can gamble heavily on the NFL and upset Roger Goodell. Pharrell and Avenged, 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
There's nothing inspirational that I can say.
Tierney.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
Tenacious.
What is going on with the Falcons?
Yeah, something happens in the red zone. To me, that's all coaching.
I'm not convinced they bust out of this.
Truthful.
Would you give up a second round pick for Jacoby Brissett?
I would.
They're talented. They're talking. They're Tiki and Tierney.
Howdy, welcome back, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. The best of Tiki and Tierney here on the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And Tiki, really maybe one of the biggest surprises of the NFL this season, the Saints.
You're right. Sean Payton and Drew Brees have regrouped. Their defense is playing great. They look like the contender in the NFC. And more importantly, Alvin Kamara has been balling.
Here's the head coach in New Orleans.
When I last talked to you, I don't think we brought it to air before that game, that preseason game, but you were raving in our text messages about Alvin Kamara. And this kid has been, he's been exactly what I think you need as a compliment to Mark Ingram. I was just looking at the stats. You guys have completed 62 passes to your running backs. Tell us about this young kid, because we've seen him, but he's got to be amazing.
Well, he's the one thing about him when we drafted him is we knew he was real intelligent. So his football IQ is fantastic, and I think that's important. You know, we've got a lot of young guys playing. You know, Lattimore's starting as a rookie.
Yep.
Ramchek's starting as a rookie. Marcus Williams starting as a rookie. Obviously, Kamara's playing quite a bit. Trey Hendrickson. You know, these guys are all Alex Anzalone before he was injured. So, you know, fortunately, we hit on a few guys, we think, in the draft. But Alvin's one of those guys that that has very good ball skills. He's a real sharp route runner. And I think all of us have been pleasantly surprised with him just as a runner. You know, in college at Tennessee, he split carries there, and he originally signed with Alabama, was a season there, and then went to a junior college. But he's transitioned real well. You know, he knows the pickups, protections, all of that. So it's been fun to watch just the development. And you know, each week we're trying to put together things that we think suit those guys, both he and Mark, and the rest of our players.
Yeah, you know, you talk about Marshawn Lattimore, the other rookie who is starting, who's also been very impressive.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I mean, he really is. And you compare him to some of these other young, great defensive players that come into the league. I mean, your defense has really flipped it. We talked about those first 2 weeks against the Vikings and the Patriots, and it looked ugly. Like, oh, here we go again. But what changed? You know, week three, things started to flip for this defense, and if you take out those two outliers, you guys are one of the top defenses in the National Football League right now.
Well, I think, look, a handful of things. You know, obviously, as a team, we're playing with more confidence, and I think that's only from demonstrated ability, though. You can wish for confidence or say you have confidence, but you have to, you know, go out and demonstrate it. And I think, you know, those two road games at Carolina and then at London versus Miami, we took the ball away. We did real good, did real well on third down. And, you know, once you start gaining some confidence and you're getting settled in with what we're doing, I think Dennis and the staff and collectively guys have really looked closely at, you know, what are the strengths of the individuals that make up not only the defense. We try to do that same thing on offense. Let's have them do the things they're very good at. Kenny Vaccaro is playing outstanding football right now, and Cam and the you know, those guys up front, AJ Klein. I mean, I think something like that you begin to build on, and you know, the influx of the young players coming in here mixed with some of the veterans and some of the free agents so far has worked out well.
It has. We're talking to the great Sean Payton. 5 wins in a row. Looking good in the NFC South. We'll certainly scan the division in a bit. And Coach is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, I got to thank you because, you know, I mean, I went from saying, all right, I'm going to take, who are the Saints playing this week? I'm going to take the over to, wait, who are the Saints playing this week? I might have to look at the under here with the radical defensive improvement. Listen, without talking over our heads, and when I say our outside of Tiki, I'm including myself, schematically, there's one stat that really jumped out. I remember saying this on TV with London Fletcher early in the week two. I said, they're giving up 88% completion percentage on passes that travel 15 yards or more in the air. I'm saying, I don't know how you can possibly fix that unless you throw out like 3 extra defenders. So schematically, in basic terms, what did you truly change?
Well, I think if you're going to be effective against the passing game, you're either disrupting the receivers, the eligibles at the line of scrimmage, or disrupting the quarterback, you know, getting him off his spot. And I would say it's probably been a combination. I think we're rushing the passer better. I think, you know, we were able to, you know, get some turnovers in Carolina, and then the same thing with Cutler over in London. And so I think that there's a kind of a complementary piece to being a secondary player and being someone in the front. And if you're playing man coverage, you know, it's challenging in this league, and you're counting on that quarterback to, you know, possibly have to hold it for separation, and then you can hurry or pressure him. You know, if you're playing zone coverage, typically the quarterbacks in our league will understand, you know, where the checkdowns or the underneath throws are, and yet are you disrupting them at the line of scrimmage? So one of those things has to exist, I think, to begin to play the back end well. And I think, you know, as we progress through this season, we've begun to settle in on some things that we feel like we do real well. And I think the front's changed. We played some, you know, some 5 down front. We've played, you know, we've got in some variations that have helped us with the pressure. And I think you're seeing guys like Ken Crawley, who's played well, and Lattimore and Marcus Williams. I mean, all these young guys are playing. And I think getting that playing time and experience has helped.
Yeah, Coach, I know this is a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't had a chance to talk to you about this. Walk us through the Adrian Peterson trade, you know, because it seemed to work out for everybody. He went and had rushed for 150 yards out in Arizona. Your two guys, Ingram and Kamara, they both put over, I think, collectively 200 and something yards. So it seemed like he cleared the running back room and let them be more effective. But walk us through that. Why did you feel that was necessary at the time?
Well, it's a great question, and I think you go back to the uniqueness in our league relative to free agency and the draft. Free agency comes first, and then the draft comes after, and the vision was crystal clear when we signed him. And, you know, it's a position group that's, you know, in our league, 16 weeks is a long time, and guys get nicked up, and clearly, you know, we had a vision for both he and Mark, and then, you know, you draft Alvin, and all of a sudden he's doing some things. Now it becomes a little bit more challenging when you're working with three. It's a good problem to have, and very early in the process, you know, he and I would talk every Tuesday, and we had a great relationship, still do. And it was one where, man, if there was a suitor, if it became an opportunity, and I told him, you know, I'm not going to keep you from, you know, a place where you're going to have a chance to play more. Arizona was nicked up at the position, and the timing of it just worked out. Ironically, we had just played in London, stayed at a certain hotel, and 2 weeks later, Adrian's back there at the same hotel, same itinerary. So he was over there twice.
He's got the ball more.
Yeah, and he still has it. I mean that. I've said that a bunch. We saw it in training camp. We saw it with his touches. I think it was a win-win for both clubs.
Yeah, no, classy move. Sean Payton with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, Coach, one of the more confounding teams this year, you know, and there's a couple. The Raiders surprised us a little bit. The Giants, for sure. The Bucks, and I look at this division, and we all watch them on Hard Knocks. They get DeSean Jackson. They get O.J. Howard. We love Jameis Winston. Evans is a beast. I mean, they could run the ball. Why are they not? I mean, I know you're not an announcer. You're the Saints coach, and your mission is to beat
well,
them. But, I mean, like, are you surprised?
They've had some significant injuries. They've been banged up in the secondary. They lost a real good pass rusher in Spence and nicked up at a few different spots. You know, one of the things is we go through third down and we go through the type games that we get into, and each game takes on a new identity of its own. You know, this is a team that even down at Arizona scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. So they have the firepower, and you see when the quarterback has time, him playing well and consistently. And I think the injury bug has hurt him some, and clearly, look, every year each team goes into the start of a season with high expectations. But if you looked at this team a year ago, even the start to their season, you know, with I think 3-5, and then all of a sudden the last eight games, it flipped entirely around. So in our division, when we play these divisional games, you know, history's told us the turnovers, the big plays, there are a few indicators as to who wins. The same thing applies when we're playing Carolina or Atlanta. So this is going to be a hard-fought game, especially against a team, you know, that is battling, looking to get a win.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to stay afloat. There's no doubt. I don't think they're coming to lie down. Sean Payton of the Saints and 5-2 now, and Tampa 2-5. Coach, I wanted to ask you this, and we have a little time where you can really expound on this because you've been around the league for a long time. You certainly have the juice to say what's on your mind without, you know, being worried about anything coming your way negatively. You're entrenched as a great coach. You won a Super Bowl. Really curious, and you're a straight shooter. You know, the anthem protest, everything that's encompassed this year, it just feels like one of the most unique, and that's not a good thing. It just seems like a very different NFL season. The football's been good, and the football's been exciting, but there's been so little emphasis on the football. Is it as fun for you? Does this feel like heavy? Does this feel different? Just talk to us about what you feel this season.
Hey, look, we're in this small bubble at Airline Drive. You know, we're here till 2 in the morning. There's a sleep room here with 10 bunk beds, ventilated air. It's at 65 degrees, coffee machine downstairs. And one of the bad things and one of the good things about what we do is, you know, as coaches, you're really kind of tuned out to a lot of the distractions. Now, I would be what you're talking about and the topic of the anthem certainly is hit our league, and I think times 500, you know, with the President of the United States and the comments that were made, the timing of that for us as a team, we played at Carolina, and we flew from Charlotte to London. So we were 4,000 or however many miles away from it all that whole week, playing over there. You know, we've talked as a team. We've got great leadership here. And I grabbed these guys and said, you guys handle this the way you think you need to handle it. I'll support you. And, look, those guys did a great job. As the head coach, you're always mindful of all these social issues, and I think we try as head coaches or at least as teachers to constantly be talking about topics that are relative to our guys.
What a great start to the season for the Who Dat Nation.
Who Dat?
We'll switch gears coming up next. Going Hollywood on you. Mm. Dylan O'Brien, one of the great young actors, joins us next on Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio.
He went to Jared because... The vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all hand-picked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Right now, Black Friday only, the Home Depot has 6-inch fresh poinsettias for just 99 cents. Brighten more of your home for less. In fact, at these savings, brighten the homes of your friends and family too. Come by right now for the best poinsettia deal you'll see all year. Together, we're loading up on Black Friday with 6-inch fresh poinsettias for just 99 cents. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Continental U.S. only, valid November 24th only. While supplies last, limit 12 per customer.
When you're on the field, it's all about the right timing, knowing when to plan the play and knowing when to make the play. O'Reilly Auto Parts has a similar philosophy. When you need a part, you can just order the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com, then pick them up at any of their 4,500 stores nationwide when you're ready to go. No shipping cost and returns are always easy. You can pick them up when it's convenient for you. It's the smart play. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAutoParts.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-446-5681. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-446-5681.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069. Again, 800-240-0069.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Phony sales, cashback, coupons, rebates, bonus points, frequent flyer miles, membership rewards. Why is it so hard, so complicated to save money? If they really wanted to save me money, then just charge me less. Why did they make me jump through hoops? How about just treating me like a real person? At Steven Singer Jewelers, we don't play these pricing games. We have one store, one place, one price. Whether you shop with us online, by phone, catalog, or in our showroom, you'll know you're getting the best price every time. We never have a sale, never have a rebate, never have any special offers. Just one place, one price. You don't have to scour the internet to look for deals. You don't have to wait for some momentous occasion like Columbus Day to take advantage of some phony sale. At Steven Singer Jewelers, you always get the best price. You're going to have fun buying a diamond for someone you love. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit me at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. By phone, 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price.
Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Appreciate you hanging with us as you drive to, whether it's grandma's, wherever you're going on this holiday. Have a great day. Now, we don't always talk sports on the show. We take a lot of pride in being well-versed in everything, at least almost everything, right, Tiki?
Exactly. And Dylan O'Brien is certainly not a sportsman, but he is a really good actor, and especially his new movie called Assassin, American Assassin. He's still a New Yorker at heart, and Hollywood, maybe it's changed him a little bit.
We got a rising star. We got a young buck, Dylan O'Brien, who is, he's just on top of his game.
Except for his rooting interest.
Well, you're going to start this already?
It's out of my hands. It's out of my hands, man. You can't blame me for that.
Well, it's not. You can change. That's what
you can't change. That's a vicious, that's a huge
real
rule.
Sports fan.
Dylan BT has a young child, young boy, who he's trying to obviously mold into a Jets fan.
Yeah.
And he's setting him up for a early lifetime.
How old is he?
2.5.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't know until he does.
Listen, wow, why would you do that?
We'll get to that. You're on a roll. I saw the trailer, 2.5 minutes. It looked pretty amazing. Our producer, Mike, saw the movie American Assassin.
It was amazing.
You did see it over the weekend.
I feel bad for you at the beginning of this movie. You're just celebrating.
Why? Because,
your girl, you're proposing. I know you proposed well.
Yeah.
His was awesome in the movie.
Pretty nice, right?
Look at him.
As Mitch.
He just shows up. He's got me beat already. Right?
As Mitch Rapp, then uninitiated into the CIA, you come into the CIA. How did this movie come about for you? Because it's a departure from what everybody knows you as, in The Maze Runner.
Yeah, right. It was like anything does. It was something I had worked with the producer actually just recently on a film called Deepwater Horizon. So I had met the producer before I knew him. I guess maybe he thought of me for this when he had met me and knew he had the script. And I think they were still trying to decide what age they wanted to cast. And so they sent it to me. I felt really taken by it immediately. I mean, with the way it starts and everything, I just felt like the arc right away. I really got this guy and really wanted to play him, and thought it was also a really fresh and smart take on, you know, the assassin origin of, you know, seeing a young guy kind of have his life change like that and then have it lead to this, you know. And I think that's like, that was the hook for me. I think that was the cool thing.
Now, this producer was Mark Wahlberg, right?
No.
Who are you talking about?
His name's Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
Wahlberg was on the other one.
He was in Deepwater.
He was in Deepwater, absolutely.
Gotcha. Now, you have an interesting co-host in this one, because we all know from the Batman series, the original.
Oh, who?
Michael Keaton.
And Mr. Mom. He's got some other stuff on his credit.
Mr. Mom, never heard. Serendipity, never heard.
Dylan is not that old. Don't go back to Mr. Mom.
It's actually pretty funny.
I'm talking about Mr. Mom. Yeah, I mean,
no.
Seriously?
No idea.
But yeah, this is a great cast, though.
Yeah, right? It's really cool. Yeah. I mean, Keaton's great. Taylor Kitsch is great, you know, and Sanaa Lathan, Shiva is new, and she's amazing. Everyone's been, it was a really fun shoot. It was a really fun cast. Everyone's cool and on it, and, you know, game to make a good movie, you know, so.
What is it like to, you know, whether it's Keaton, whether it's Wahlberg, whomever, just somebody who's been around for a while. I would imagine it's got to be like a rookie walking into a good locker room that's expected to win. Some pressure
totally
with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cool to watch guys like that, you know, guys who just, like you said, have been around forever and been doing it since, I've been watching them do it since I was a little kid, you know, and so to see how they go about it, you know, is always really interesting. I think that's like, that's always been something I've always been really taken by anyway, like is, you know, when we see movies, it's, we're seeing them put together, and it's just, it'd be interesting, especially when you watch a good actor, like to see how they go about achieving that. You know? So with Keaton, that's totally it, man. I mean, it's just a constant like class basically, you know? And,
is he intense?
No, he's so chilled, and
because that's got to be the worst, working with somebody like really intense, really dark. Well, I didn't mean to offend you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's gotta be tough.
Oh, sorry, don't look at you. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, so these method actors, some of these wackos, man. I think I can't imagine the pressure.
No, as soon as I was like anxious to meet Keaton, you know, and I was nervous about it, obviously, and like because like who the knows, you know? Because like, you know, he could be that, you know, you don't know, and right away, I mean, he just made me really comfortable, and you know, just treated me like an actor and an equal, and he was awesome, you know.
Well, your star is, I mean, it's just shooting through the roof. Dylan O'Brien with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So, nice treat. Now, big sports fan. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Now, Dylan, I always wonder this about actors. I dabbled when I was still playing.
He
I did
an
off
Broadway
play.
He thinks he's an actor.
But I didn't have the motivation. You know,
with the teeth and the chisel. Look at him. He thinks he could be an actor.
You know what my acting coach told me, Dylan? She said, have you
stick to football?
No, well, that too. But she said, do you have any bad experiences in your life? I said, not really. She's like, well, you can't be a good actor.
So I remember you saying that once.
You got nothing to draw.
I have nothing to draw. So I ask you this, because you get really dark in this movie, American Assassin. You turn into, I mean, the antithesis of what you were at the beginning of the movie. How do you draw that emotion? Because it feels real and raw. We're talking about Michael Keaton being this method actor. You felt like you went to where we thought he would be.
Yeah, I tried, man. You know, I mean, I, like to a degree, you are, it is, you know, you're acting. That's what it is, you know. But in order to, you know, process that for me, too, I mean, everyone's got their own process. Everyone's got their own thing, you know. For me, it really, I can only myself believably attempt something, you know, if I'm trying to really empathize with that character. And that's the most important thing, one, too. Even if you don't have a similar experience or something to draw on, you know, if you just empathize as much as you can with what your character goes through, I think that's a huge thing in acting and life too, you know.
Well,
so
what do you do sometimes? I mean, we're in the middle of a conversation and, you know, we've got kids, we've got a million things just plowing through our life. Sometimes you lose your train of thought. I mean, it's just a natural, when you talk 3 hours every day like we do, it happens. When you're in the middle of an important scene and you blank, or not that you don't know your lines, clear, I don't mean that, but
all the time.
All right, but you just can't go to the well or as deep into the well as you need to punctuate that scene. A hitter who's in a slump's gonna go take some batting practice. What does an actor who's in a slump do? How do you get out of that?
I don't know, man. I mean, well, you don't. You're on the day, if you're not feeling good about something, you don't leave it like that. You know, so if you're not feeling right, if something's not feeling real, if something's not feeling, you know, correct in a way, like if you're not achieving what you wanted to set out to achieve, then you got to try something else. And that can be, you know, just re-energizing yourself, doing something stupid to, you know, to just
kind of break the ice,
get the shakes a little bit. Yeah. Get it, shake it loose, and just you got to change something if it's not working. And just never be okay with walking away with, you know, something that's unsatisfactory.
Now, the movie is American Assassin. It comes out next Friday, September 15th.
Yeah.
And again, this is it's not dark, but it is actually very intense and unique for you from where your career has been.
Yeah.
Where do you hope this leads to? Are you the next action star? This young, up and coming? I mean, because you do some major things in these, like driving the car into the hole.
Yeah, and he does his own stunts. He got hurt. Yeah. That was a bad accident that you had. But anyway,
what do you think this leads to? Because this is a departure from the Maze Runner.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's out of my hands. This is, you know, this is something that was the next step for me, for sure, you know, and is, absolutely. And as an actor, as a person, you know, it was great. And, you know, I think in the future it'll just be different now. I don't know, just because it always is. And growing up, you're getting older, you're always, you know, getting shown different roles. I always want to do different things, you know, so I don't know what it'll be next. I would crack up if I was an action star of any kind. It just, that just makes me laugh because, like, you know, I got into the business in such a goofy way, kind of with
YouTube, right? Didn't that kind of how it started? Like, you started getting some.
Yeah.
What was that again?
I mean, it was when, this is when YouTube first came around, man. Yeah. And I by no means had anyone actually watching my videos. It just happened to be one person, like.
Well, you now know everybody's going to go find them. Right?
Oh, of course. No, yeah. People have. They're,
now we're going to go find
I've tried
them.
To dig them out. You should check them out. Check them out. Yeah, it's just what I always used to do, you know, as a kid. I just loved it. I loved making my own little videos, and I'd put them on YouTube because I didn't think anybody was, you know, I didn't want to, like, show them to people, and I didn't, like, I was shy about that, and, yeah, and then, funny enough, that led to this, you know, so it's hilarious now that that's me on that poster.
That's gotta be nuts, man. I mean, can you even walk down the street? Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think you'd be surprised, like, especially if you treat yourself like a normal person, you know what I mean? If you, it's not like you're, I don't dress up to go to the airport. I go in my sweatpants with my hat, my sweaty, dirty hat, you know? And I think if you, in a funny way, if anyone is to recognize me like that, I mean, they have to have some kind of process of just like, oh, well, no, that's probably not him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You just don't, you kind of get what you put out there. Mm-hmm. Bit, you know, if you walk around with like a wall of security all the time and like, always dressed to the nines, like.
But you're a New Yorker, so you don't. I mean, it's not in your nature to do that.
No, not at all.
Now the problem is,
but he bounced out west early.
He did.
He bounced out west at age 12, I think.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Do you feel more in tune with New York or out west? I mean, because that's interesting age to leave.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm like a hybrid, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I'm still so much of me that's so New York, you know. I love New York. Yep.
Jets.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we hadn't even gotten into it.
He's throwing out the first pitch tonight. He's throwing out the first pitch at City tonight.
Are you nervous
tonight
about that?
Nah, I'm trying to alleviate my nerves from that.
You're not nervous. Are you kidding
me? I was. Oh, dude, for the last month, I've been like, oh, my God. Yeah, I've been so nervous about it. Absolutely.
You've been loosening up the old wing or what? Where's the arm these days? You still play?
Oh, yeah, I still play once a week, softball, you know? So I'll have to. I'll throw it. I hope they let me get in the bullpen or something during batting practice. I'm going to try to convince them. They're like, can you get this kid out of here, please?
Listen, at this point, the Mets might let you play. I don't think they have any rules for people throughout the first pitch. You're like, Tim Tebow's going to, you know, bat fourth next week, and Dylan O'Brien's going to bat third tonight.
If Tim Tebow was hitting cleanup next week, I would definitely demand to be in the lineup one night.
What a bad season for you guys, man. The arms, everybody that throws 96, 97. What happened to you, Mets?
Everything
this
that can
year?
Go wrong will, man.
Come on.
I mean, that was, what a year. What a terrible, terrible, sad season.
Now, where did you grow up? You grew up in New York City early, as BT was
New Jersey, in Springfield.
Oh, so you're Springfield.
Yeah.
So how are you a Jets fan also?
Why Jets?
Yeah, how are you a Jets fan? I mean, the Giants have been in Jersey forever.
I know.
His whole lifetime, though, the Jets have been out in Jersey.
It was my, you know, it's...
His whole lifetime. Jets left in 84. He's a kid.
It's the Long Island in my family. It's, you know, my dad, and he's one of six, you know, and they're huge Mets Jets. And so I was just born into it, man, you know. It was, you know, I stuck with him too. When I went out to LA, that's what I mean. I don't buy the switching thing. I don't believe in that.
You could switch in state.
It's my kind of guy, right?
You could become a Giants fan and embrace
even switching in state.
Embrace winning.
You know, I'm just saying. Don't listen to this guy.
Stop it. I got used to losing. I'm getting used to losing
now because he's trying to get tough. We got to put him in his place. Tiki's got the same rings as I got. He's got none. Conversation over.
Good point.
You know, I love
you. I root for a winner, not a team that's tanking.
That I can't dispute.
It's cold, man. It's hard.
It is. But we do that. That's how we come here.
You still roll with the same crew that you hung out with when you were like, you know, 15, 16. So you still have a lot of buddies from your childhood that you're really tight with.
Yeah.
That's got to be important when you get around Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, you both, you both meet a lot of great new friends, too, and working and stuff. I have friends, like, all over the world now. I feel like that I just consider really, you know, like brothers, you know?
Yeah.
But you always hold on to... I also would never stop hanging out with all my friends I've always had, you know. So, actually, tonight at my first pitch, my two oldest friends, my two first friends from when I was four, you know, are going to be there with
from me. The block that you grew up
from
on.
New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. They'll be there with me. Yeah. And then another friend will be joining me that I met on Maze Runner. You know, so it's like, you know, I'm someone who's I've always been loyal, like, to my friends, like, just naturally, I guess. But I definitely didn't just jump ship for Hollywood.
Well, listen, I have the feeling that if we tried to do this in 10 years, he might be too big. He might be too big to be in here now, to be honest with you.
Growing too big.
But here's the thing. I'm pretty good with my instincts. He won't turn us down.
No, I don't.
He's a humble young man.
That means you got to come back. Because you're here now, you got to come back. Dylan, what's the most, or I guess the greatest and the worst thing about Hollywood?
Oof, rough. I guess, all right, well, greatest thing. Start positively, start negatively.
whatever resonates
more. You like good
more.
News first or bad
honestly.
News?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's start with the money. Yeah. The doors that open. You do whatever you want. Girls. I mean, that's all the good stuff that comes pretty easy, I would imagine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's...
But it comes easy to a producer, and look at him. Just because he's somewhat in show business.
Oh, no.
That's a good question, though, Teague. Yeah. I'm curious how he answers it.
I would say, there's a lot of good and a lot of bad in Hollywood, just in terms of, you just got to stay grounded, mm-hmm. stay yourself, that's the most important thing. I mean, I think it's a complicated business. It really is for a lot of reasons.
You enjoying it, though?
It's such an odd... Well, it gives me, it's given me so much, man. It's given me my life. It's given me, I'm financially comfortable. I can take care of myself, at a young age. Like, I never thought any of this would be something I wouldn't have to worry about. And so I'm incredibly lucky in so many ways. And then at the same time, I have a lot of... there's a lot of downsides to it, too. You can't exactly go anywhere I want, mm-hmm. be anonymous, mm-hmm. You kind of lose that. You never see that coming, either, really. You're trying so hard to just get a damn job at first that, like, that's all you're trying to do. And then everyone always says, like, well, this is what you asked for, That's the other thing, too. Everyone's got an opinion about what you do. You're doing it on in public. It's definitely, there's some ebbs and flows, And so that's what makes it, super important to, really keep family and friends and, your relationships close to you, because that's home.
No doubt. This kid seems to be going places. Humble, grounded still. Talking a little NFL next. The Buffalo Bills switching things up at quarterback.
Is that a good move? I don't know if the timing was right.
I like it.
But that's coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
I'm Darwin Zook. A low-scoring battle between the Cowboys and Chargers. Our own Bob Stevens is at AT&T Stadium. He joins us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi there. Well, we finally have a score in this game. There's less than a minute to go before halftime. 3-0 Chargers is Nick Novak, who is back in the game. He had left the field with an apparent back injury. He is back in there, and he booted a 22-yard field goal, which capped a 14-play 66-yard drive. They held the ball almost 7 minutes in that drive, and the big play was a Phillip Rivers to Hunter Henry 22-yard pass to the Dallas 7-yard line. The Chargers have really dominated this first half. They only have 3 points to show for it. A couple of other drives, one to the Dallas 17 where Novak missed a 35-yard field goal wide right, and then they drove it back to the Dallas 17-yard line, but they failed on a 4th and 13. Since they didn't have a kicker, they went for it and only got 14 yards and had to turn the ball over. Phillip Rivers is 15 for 19 for 219 yards, while Dak Prescott 8 for 9 for 42 yards. The Cowboys have had the ball 4 times. They've had...
All right, thanks, Bob. I'm Darwin Zook. More later at the top of the hour. CBS Sports Radio.
Do you owe more than $8,500 to the IRS? If so, get ready, as we are going to give you the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. You may have heard of the tax settlement program with the IRS. That program allows you to reduce your back taxes with the IRS. Well, guess what? The IRS will be making drastic changes to this tax settlement program, making it even more difficult to reduce your tax debt. Call Platinum Tax Defenders today to learn how you can resolve your tax nightmare before these new changes go into effect. Now is the time to take action and speak to a qualified tax professional for free. We're A-rated with the Better Business Bureau and know the rules to get you the best deal possible. If you owe at least $8,500 to the IRS, then call Platinum Tax Defenders at 800-801-9553. Call 800-801-9553 for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. 800-801-9553. 800-801-9553.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069. Again, 800-240-0069.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Phony sales, cashback, coupons, rebates, bonus points, frequent flyer miles, membership rewards. Why is it so hard, so complicated to save money? If they really wanted to save me money, then just charge me less. Why do they make me jump through hoops? How about just treating me like a real person? At Steven Singer Jewelers, we don't play these pricing games. We have one store, one place, one price. Whether you shop with us online, by phone, catalog, or in our showroom, you'll know you're getting the best price every time. We never have a sale, never have a rebate, never have any special offers. Just one place, one price. You don't have to scour the internet to look for deals. You don't have to wait for some momentous occasion like Columbus Day to take advantage of some phony sale. At Steven Singer Jewelers, you always get the best price. You're going to have fun buying a diamond for someone you love. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit me at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. By phone, 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price.
Welcome back to Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So, Tyrod Taylor, you're no longer needed. Take a seat. Nathan Peterman, come on down.
Sean McDermott still thinks of the Bills as a playoff hopeful. I'm not sure I agree with Peterman now as a quarterback. BT thinks differently. But what else is new? My initial reaction was why? Because they're still in it. And if you we had a conversation a couple of days ago about how it feels like the AFC is weak. It is. I mean, the sixth ranked team is a team that's lost two games in a row and given up 500 yards rushing in those two games, and that's the Buffalo Bills. But they're still in it,
mm-hmm.
right? They're nowhere near. Let's cast in our chips. Let's start preparing for next year's draft.
If they keep playing this way, they are.
But
hence the move.
Well, maybe that's what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that was my first thought was mm-hmm. all right, you're still in it, but you're flipping to a rookie. Who nobody has any expectation that's going to be any good. Coach McDermott thinks that he's ready, or he just thinks that they need a change because Tyrod Taylor hasn't been playing good. But, I mean, unless this locker room, and I don't know this locker room because I'm not in this locker room, unless this locker room has behind the scenes been intimating that this needs to happen, this could create some strife with this Buffalo Bills team. It has, to this point,
mm-hmm.
been pretty controlled under a new head coach, a new regime, a new culture.
Yep.
If Nate Peterman goes in here, what's his name? Peterman, right? What's his last name? I can't remember the kid's last name.
Who's taking over
for
him?
Yeah, Peterman.
Peterman.
Yeah, if he goes in and plays terrible,
mm-hmm.
then this locker room could revolt because I think they like Tyrod Taylor, even
yeah.
though they don't like how he's playing.
Yeah, I'm okay rolling the dice on, you know, bruising a few egos after I just watch what I watch again at home against the Saints.
I would agree.
I'm not too worried about what that locker room is thinking after I just got my ass handed to me. I mean, from the opening kickoff, and I had no chance to win this game.
I don't know, it just feels flip-flop, right? After the game, and on Monday, yeah, Tyrod Taylor's our quarterback. And then I slept on it, and now it's Peterman.
Or I watched the tape, and I'm happy you bring that up because let's play this. This was, as Tiki referenced, this was after the game. Coach McDermott pretty committed, pretty definitive still, that Tyrod Taylor's his guy.
Tyrod's our starter. That's what I said yesterday, and you know, I know what Tyrod's done, and I also know what Nate's done, so Tyrod's our starter.
Okay, that was on Sunday. Again, he's the head coach. He's got the right to change his mind. That was on Sunday. Earlier today on why he's making the change. Here's McDermott.
Really, it's about becoming a better team. That's what we're here for. And we are 5-4. I understand that. And we are in the playoff hunt at this point. It is always and will forever be about becoming the best team that we can possibly become. And we are made for more than 5-4. And I've come here to be more than 5-4.
I'll tell you what, Teak, it takes a broad set of shoulders to reverse the recent roughly 20-year history of a team that's done nothing since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
I love what he's doing. I think it shows direction. It shows gumption. And I think the Bills have themselves a head coach who's going to be around for a long time. I like this kid, Peterman. Do you remember last year how we played against Clemson?
I do.
Deshaun Watson.
I agree. I remember John Gruden raving about this kid, saying he might be the best of the rookie class coming in because he's a pro-style quarterback who
yep.
will be game ready from day one. Those are John Gruden's quotes on Peterman, but I mean, I still got to see it. I mean, I just don't know.
Maybe he's seen it in practice.
Maybe. I mean, obviously he's seen it
you
in
know,
practice.
Of course,
otherwise,
sure.
he wouldn't be making this decision. And again, I mentioned this earlier. There is an economic consequence here. Every quarterback, at least except for the higher tier superstars like the Andrew Lux or the
Drew Brees the making Drew Brees 30 mil, whatever he's making.
Yeah,
sure,
these guys who are making ridiculous amounts of money. Most of them, like Andy Dalton, like Tyrod Taylor, are get to a year like Ryan Tannehill down in Miami. They get to a year where it becomes a make or break cap number year. So if you cut them this year, the cap number is if you keep them this year, the cap number is X. If you cut them this year, that cap number is Y. Y is significantly lower than X.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Tyrod Taylor is right now. He was in a cap make or break year. If they keep him through March, and I said this earlier on the program.
But what does that mean about changing him today? Why does that
they
impact?
They have to know.
But if they liked him, they worry about the money in March. You're still trying to win playoffs. If they thought he was the guy, they wouldn't bench him for $5 million.
Well, they don't know if he's the guy.
Well, that's what I'm
and
saying.
So they're trying to find out.
No, by not knowing that he's the guy,
yeah.
they know that he's not the guy.
I completely agree.
They know he's not the guy.
But Sean McDermott has said, I'm not opposed to Tyrod Taylor coming back and being our starter if Peterman doesn't have it. Right? So he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. Which means he's not committed to Peterman. He's not committed to Tyrod Taylor.
Nor should he be.
But there's an economic factor that's here
yeah.
that you can't ignore, right? You have to know if you can move on from Tyrod Taylor. And that's why you play.
But do you think he's wrapped up in that?
Because
as a head coach?
Yeah, of course.
You think he cares about the economics?
He's the CEO of the team. He has to. You know what I mean? He has to. And if he's not, then he's not doing his job
fully. I'm sure he's aware of the economics. I don't know if that's the motivation, Teak. I got to be honest with you. He's trying to win games. And I would think that the Pegulas have given him the latitude to go with the guy that he thinks will put them in the best position to win games.
Yes.
Right
and,
now.
And are you positive that that's Nate Peterman?
No, but I'm pretty sure it's not Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor won games.
Tyrod Taylor can't throw the ball downfield. Everything's a dink and a dunk.
He just hasn't.
Oh, man.
BT, when Sammy Watkins was here, we raved at how great of a deep ball that he had. And again, I'm not defending Tyrod Taylor because I wouldn't want him as my quarterback for the future. But I'm just, they committed to him and they signed him to a deal. And from a business perspective, I can't look at this and say this has nothing to do with the fact that if he's on the roster in March, that he makes $18 million against the cap. If he's not on the roster in March, it's $3 million against the cap. So you know you're rebuilding, right? And this team clearly is in quasi-rebuild.
But I'm not contesting that now, Teak. That's not what I'm challenging.
They got rid of Robert Woods.
Yep.
They got rid of Sammy Watkins. They got rid of Marcell Dareus. There was talk about getting rid of Shady McCoy, right? They're resetting while still trying to win, which is an odd place to be in. And this doesn't work, by the way. When teams try to do this, it doesn't work. You can't jettison veteran parts and then rebuild and then hope to win at the same time. So they're in an odd place, the Buffalo Bills. And it sounds easy to sit here and say, yeah, they just want to win a game, right? They just want to find a way to win a game. It's so much more complex than that. And
why?
Because changing your quarterback doesn't just automatically win you a game. Tell me when that's worked. Seriously, tell me when it's worked.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily wins you a game, but maybe it can at least put you in a better position to have a chance to win a game.
I understand that.
I mean, that's what coaching's all about,
BT,
putting the best people in a position.
I agree.
Almost irregardless of the economics. That's for ownership of the GM to worry
about. I know, but for me to sit here and look at this and say, this is all about Tyrod Taylor not being able to win a game, I'd be lying to myself because I know that's not the case.
And by the way, the question that you just asked me, I could give you 10 examples.
Who?
Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson should have started at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
He didn't play for a half. That was Bill O'Brien trying to be cute. Tom Brady, by necessity, had to come in and play.
Yeah, when Mo Lewis was hurt.
And he wasn't fantastic.
But he still protected the football and they won games.
They had a fantastic defense.
No, I understand
Don't tell me after year one you knew Tom Brady was going to be the Hall of Fame.
Jeff Hostetler when Phil Sims went down?
That was a different ball game.
But it's still the sport. But you just asked me a question.
But it was a different ball game in 1986.
Ask me the question again. The way you just
tell me when a football team has in the middle of the season, not by injury, not by because you started in a
poor performance bench somebody.
And two quarters in, you got a quarterback sacked six times because he can't get out of the way of a defender's, and the Jacksonville Jaguars end up destroying you. Tell me when a team midway through a season has said, yeah, we made the wrong decision with our starting quarterback. You know, instead of Blaine Gabbert, we're going to go with Colin Kaepernick. And tell me when it's worked.
Well, listen, I'll answer it this way. The teams that do it are generally teams that lose a lot in a row.
I understand
so that's maybe that's why I'm more okay with it that it's the Bills, because they've identified, listen, they've seen Tyrod Taylor play enough. Before McDermott took the job, you know that he watched every snap that he took to assess what he's inheriting.
Mm-hmm.
So he already had a database of good and bad.
Of course.
Now we let it play out for the first 10 weeks. There's been some good. He certainly protects the football. He's a good athlete, no doubt. He's got a pretty good IQ. But there's limits there. When they're down, they just can't score points in bushels. So then you watch Peterman in practice. You watch the tape against Clemson when he threw three touchdowns and he beat Clemson's defense. And he outperformed Deshaun Watson. And you say, you know what? We haven't played well for the past better part of a month. Let's mix it up. I just don't think it's economically fueled.
And
I think if it was December, it might be. And they were, 4-10 or whatever. I mean, whatever it might be. Like, the Jets will make a decision probably in the next 3 weeks. Sit down, McCown. Make sure you have nothing in Petty and Hackenberg, and then you draft somebody. That's a decision that with different motivation. I really think that he thinks that Peterman's better. You don't think that that's the case? Why else would he do it?
I don't know why he did it. And I think it has something to do with the economic. Yeah, maybe. But how about you get your defense in order? Seriously, you're giving up 500 yards rushing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? You can't. You're a sieve on defense.
But is there a backup defensive tackle that can hold that?
You traded your defensive tackle, your best one, and now you have depth problems. So you get gas in the fourth quarter because you don't have enough depth, and you got guys who were in practice squad or probably didn't deserve to be on the roster lining up for depth purposes, and you get run through. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah, let's put it all on Tyrod Taylor. It's all Tyrod's fault
now. Well, you know how it is, man. The quarterback gets the big contract, and he gets all the hate when it doesn't go right.
And you said it. You hit my point exactly. He got a big contract. He does not deserve it. They need to find out if they can play somebody else. That's, to me, that's why this is happening right now.
All right. Hopefully you enjoy that. Wanted to wish everybody a really happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you enjoy the best of Tiki and Tierney.
Enjoy the rest of the day with your family, friends, more food, more libations, and lots of football. We'll see you on Monday at 3 Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio.
And CBS Sports Network.
I'm Darwin Zook here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. Best of Bill Ryder coming up at the top of the hour. But first, a reminder from O'Reilly Auto Parts. When it's time to replace your battery, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the Superstart battery that's an exact fit for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We'll get you an update coming up at the top of the hour. A low-scoring battle right now in Dallas between the Chargers and Cowboys. And in college hoops, Duke in a little bit of trouble right now. We'll get you caught up in just a couple minutes.
He went to Jared because the vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all handpicked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Right now, Black Friday only, the Home Depot has 6-inch fresh poinsettias for just 99 cents. Brighten more of your home for less. In fact, at these savings, brighten the homes of your friends and family too. Come by right now for the best poinsettia deal you'll see all year. Together, we're loading up on Black Friday with 6-inch fresh poinsettias for just 99 cents. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Continental U.S. only, valid November 24th only. While supplies last, limit 12 per customer.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how.